Welcome to CD English. Follow us and learn English in an easy, fun way.
欢迎收听英伦 CD， 跟着我们轻松的学习最纯正的英式英语。
Hi everyone, I'm David and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of our CD English show, created by Cecilia and myself. Here, you can both relax and learn to speak with an authentic British accent while learning other interesting topics. Right now, we're learning to understand phrases and words from the BBC's fantastic Sherlock Holmes. We hope to bring you lessons from a variety of sources, music,movies and TV shows, all the while helping you master a pure English accent.
Hi, 小伙伴们好，我是 Cecilia， 欢迎收听我和 David 主播的原创英式英语轻松学节目 CD English。 在这里呢，你能和我们一起轻松地学习最纯正的英式英语。最近啊，我们的主题是听懂夏洛克，那我们还会不断更新学习内容，通过音乐、电影、电视剧来教大家最纯正的英式英语。
Hey, Cecilia. Yesterday, I bought a new scarf. It was only 10 RMB. Cheap as chips.
啊？昨天你买了条围巾只要十块钱，但是这个和薯条有什么关系啊？
Well, as you may already know, fish and chips are very popular in England.So chips are not very expensive. If we think something is really good value, or very cheap, we can say, Wow, it's as cheap as chips, or just, cheap as chips.
大家知道英国最流行的食物是什么？当然是鱼和薯条啦。所以薯条是非常便宜的。那当你想说某个东西非常便宜，非常划算的时候，你可以说，这个和薯条一样便宜。那这个呢，和我们中国的这个白菜价是同一个意思。
For example, Wow, that new car is as cheap as chips.
你可以说 Wow, 那款新车是不是超级划算？
Do you know what chips are in America?
在美国叫 French fries, 对吗？
That's right. French fries or fries.And what we call crisps in England, they call potato chips.
在英国呢，薯片叫 crisps， 那美国叫 potato chips. David, 当你想表达这个东西真便宜这个意思的时候，还有没有类似的说法呢？
Yes, we often say, it's a bargain. Or we can also say, it's a steal.
当然还可以用 It's a bargain 或者 It's a steal 这样的短语。谢谢 David 和我们分享以上地道的短语。今天的听懂夏洛克部分，我们节选了第一季第三集的片段，以下是卷福和花生破案后在家里的对话，请听。
No, of course he's not the boy's father.Look at the turn-ups on his jeans!
Knew it was dangerous. Getting you into crap telly.
What a patch on Connie Prince.
You give Mike off the memory stick, yeah?
Yep. He's over the moon.
First, Sherlock says, No! Of course he's not the boy's father! Look at the turn-ups on his jeans!What does turnips mean?
开始卷福对着电视说不不不，他当然不是他的爸爸。看看牛仔裤上的 turnips， 不知道。
Turnips are the fold-in cloth that some people have at the bottom of their trousers or jeans. He's showing off his intelligence here by saying he can tell the man on TV.Isn't the boy's father just by the style of his jeans?
所以 turnips 就是折痕， 或者我们平时衣服裤子卷上来的边儿。卷福这个时候啊，在炫耀这个他通过牛仔裤的折叠的方式就断定电视里的男人不是真的父亲。
Watson then said, I knew it was dangerous getting you into crap telly. Do you know what he means by telly?
Telly 是不是电视机的意思？那在这里应该是电视剧的意思，对吗？
That's right. Here he's talking about the programs on the TV that night being pretty bad. In England, we often refer to the television or TV as the telly, and would say something like, Is there anything worth watching on telly tonight?
所以啊 telly 就是和 TV 和television 一样的意思。在英国呢，我们经常问，哎，今天晚上有没有值得看的电视啊？那除了这些，还有其他的说法吗？
Yes, we also call it the box. For example, please turn off the box.
啊哈，原来我们还可以用 the box, 也就是那个盒子的那个 B-O-X, box, 来表示电视。比如我们可以说哎呀快关掉那个电视机啊，这么形象啊。然后卷福说，这电视剧和康妮·普林斯完全没办法相比，但是他好像没有用 compete 这个词，那这里他是怎么说的呢？
Not a patch on Connie Prince. Yes, not a patch here means not as good as. So if I thinkSpider-Man is not as good as Batman. Then I could say, Spider-Man's not a patch on Batman. Here, A is not as good as B. A is not a patch on B. And it really means you think B is much, much better.
所以呢，这个新词组就是 not a patch on, 意思就是没办法比。如果我觉得蝙蝠侠比蜘蛛侠厉害，那我会说蜘蛛侠比不上蝙蝠侠。A 不比 B 好。而且呢，当你用 not a patch on 这个词组的时候，这表示啊，你真的觉得 B 是好太多了。后来啊，华生说，哎，那个你把记忆棒给你哥哥了吗？卷福说 ，Yep。He was over the moon. 这个 over the moon 什么意思？飞过月球了吗？
Something like that. It means he was really happy, ecstatic. In fact, maybe this phrase comes from being so happy that you could fly over the moon on your happiness.
所以 over the moon 就是非常非常非常高兴的意思，狂喜。你觉得这个短剧的来源可能是因为太高兴了，然后这个高兴的镜头呢可以让你飞过月球。哎呀，没这么夸张吧。
Maybe you're right. I don't know. But we do use this often to describe someone being extremely happy. For instance, that young lady who won The Voice UK was over the moon. She actually started crying.
所以呢，这个短句可以用来形容极度欢喜的这个情绪。比如说，那个女孩刚刚赢得了英国好声音的比赛，她太高兴了，甚至开始喜极而泣。
Or we could say, when I finally manage to buy a flat, I'll be over the moon.
或者我们也可以说，如果我终于能买到一个公寓，我一定会高兴得疯了。
Now we should probably go over today's phrases. Cheap as chips.
非常便宜，很划算。
Cheap as chips. It's a bargain.
非常便宜。
It's a bargain.It's a steal.
太便宜了。
It's a steal. Telly.
电视机，电视剧。
Telly. The box.
电视机。
The box. Not a patch on.
和什么什么没法相比。
Not a patch on. Over the moon.
黄喜高兴极了。
Over the moon.
好的，让我们再来听一遍刚才的对话吧。
He's not the boy's father. Look at the turn-ups on his jeans.
Yeah, it was dangerous.
Hmm?
Getting you into crap telly.
What a patch on Connie Prince.
You give him Mike off the memory stick, yeah?
Yep. He's over the moon.
So, last class, we left everyone with a phrase. Many hands make light work. I saw some great ideas.How to explain it in Chinese on our comments page. Thanks for all the suggestions.
上期的节目啊，我们留给了大家一个问题 ：Many hands make light work. 你翻译出它的意思了吗？谢谢几位小伙伴的积极参与哦。那有几位说“众人拾柴火焰高”，是差不多这个意思，但是我们觉得更好的应该。是这个词组，它这个词组呢，重点在于人多的话，事情就显得简单容易了，而不是就是重点在于人多力量大，能把事情做得更好。嗯，我们觉得最完美准确的翻译可能是人多好办事这样子的哦。
Hey Cecilia, I know what song you are going to play at the end of today's show. It's Oasis, Wonderwall.
啊，你怎么知道我等会要放的歌曲是 Oasis 的 Wonderwall? 我谁都没告诉啊。
A little bird told me.
什么啊？小鸟告诉你的？你又在打什么哑谜呀？
We use a little bird told me to express finding out a secret, but not wanting to give away the source.
所以你刚才对我说 A little bird told me 这个意思就是说就是有人告诉我的当你回答这句话的时候呢表明你不想告诉对方信息的来源所以你不想告诉我哦
Sorry Anyway, that just about wraps up today's show Thank you very much for all your support We both look forward to seeing you in our next show
好的，那我们这次的节目就要结束啦，期待下期再见吧。下面送上 Oasis 乐队的 Wonderwall。
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.